I love this question, and it made me really think. Because of the way I was raised in an evangelical Southern Baptist upbringing, I realize now that the majority of the people that I knew were different were actually, most of them were straight allies. But I didn't have that. I didn't have that terminology. I didn't know what a straight ally was. But so, for example, Dolly Parton grew up on classic country music, had no idea. And it would have been career suicide for her at the time to be so vocal as she is now. But all of her career, she's been an ally. Bette Midler, Cyndi Lauper. Oh my God, I wanted Cyndi Lauper's crazy hair. And I didn't know why, because, I mean, couldn't get away with that haircut in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and live to tell about it. But, I mean, I was just so drawn to her. I was so spellbound with androgyny. Prince in heels. I could not take my eyes off of him. Mick Jagger and David Bowie. Do you remember the Dancing in the Street video? Oh, my God. And, I mean, Tim Curry, of course, in Rocky Horror. I mean, that whole cast. Like, I could not get enough of it. I didn't have the words for it. And I didn't know what it was. And also, it wasn't spoken about. And my mom probably didn't know that I was watching Rocky Horror Picture Show. Little sidebar on that. Now, she would be like, hey, can you come over and watch Rocky Horror with me? But I didn't know LGBTQ. I didn't know who Harvey Milk was. You know, I mean, the AIDS quilt, like, it was something like, what is that? And why are they doing that? And why can't these people just live right so they don't get sick? That was the message. I mean, that truly was the message. So there's that dual image thing again, you know, thinking, I love watching David Bowie and Mick Jagger make out, but I can't like that because it does not match up. Like, I can't be that person. So anyway, it all goes back to just what you're taught, what you're allowed, what you internalize. And yeah, I only had celebrity straight allies.